Okay, so it's Thursday the 28th of April 2011, and woke up this morning around sort of 6 o'clock-ish, and left for work at just after 7. I need to get to work quite early today because I was going to the morning meeting, which is upstairs with the head people of the building, and we have to be represented from each department. I said to Jodie that I'd do that, so I was on the early. I got to work at around 7:40, something like that, and then got the day set up, and then went to go and do that meeting at 8:30. After that, went to the meeting at 9 o'clock with logistics, say if there's any issues with Dave Toolchild, etc., and that was all okay. And then after that, we did our driver's meeting as well, where I explained that it was quite a busy day. Lots of SLS and AMG hours and stuff, and also I had a corporate responsibility, a couple of guests which are very important people that will want to do many, many events with us if it all goes well. So after that, between 10 and 11, did some admin stuff I needed to do, and then at 11 o'clock I got a C63, a white one. I'll stick a picture of here of something similar on in a second. And I took these two guys from a really big company that do driving in this country, and also have people around the world for corporate responsibility courses. We looked at various different techniques of what they can do to improve their driving and defensive driving techniques and things like that, and they got a lot from it. They enjoyed what we were saying about anticipation and planning around our handling circuits, and also making sure that they deal with low friction surfaces correctly. So, all good stuff. We also showed them a bit about our logbook and things that we're doing, and they're very interested in that. So all good stuff, really. After that, got back. Then I had some lunch from 12 to 1. And then after that, spent most of the afternoon just tying up the loose ends with getting everybody booked in for Milton Keynes, but also getting it on the diary, making sure it's all squeaky clean, ready to go. And also setting up some other stuff as well, and also spending quite a bit of time on trying to finalise the signage. I spoke to a couple of companies today about signage for Milton Keynes, Myra, Manchester and here, Brooklands, and that was all good. So we'll be interested to see what we get back from those guys on their ideas for signage and poles and things like that. So once that was done, 4 o'clock, because I was on the early, I left about 4:15 actually from work, got back just after 5 o'clock, and then mowed the lawn, which was good, because it might rain the next few days, which means I'll miss out on being able to mow it because it'll be too wet. So got that done, had a little bit of a tidy up around the house, and then Julie got home, had a Chinese, fancied a Chinese, which was good. And then, just been watching a bit of telly. Watched the sort of documentary comedy thing, Rock and Chips, as well, which is really good. Some of the answers starting to come out of that. Sadly, John Sullivan, the writer of Only Fools and Horses, died during the week. So it's hard to say if they're going to continue any of that series or not. It's up in the air, but who knows. They did a nice memory of him at the end. So that's it for today. Until next time, goodbye now.